Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sanchez gets hit, the ball is loose, and it's alive. And then going into the end zone is Steve Gregory.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alrighty, 11:02. What's going on, everybody? This is the Tiki. It's here to show that a boy dove. Keep us out of your pocket, which I know you protect tightly, as we all do. You avoid a kangaroo find right there. Well done. I need energy at the top of every hour, and Dove is delivering. It's Tiki and Tierney here, 877-337-6666. All right, so listen, the rivalries and the energy that is largely absent from pro sports is bothersome, all right? It's been policed out for a lot of reasons. The great level of familiarity and everybody's buddies and everybody swapping jerseys, etc. I'm going to contradict myself here. Mm-hmm. Because if you actually heard the first hour and you heard my take, and that was just a brief encapsulation of it, then you would probably be surprised what I'm about to say. And this pertains to one of your own. I know that you know Shane and Daboll well at this point, yep, as well as you can for a duo that's been here for a year, all right? You need to reach out to your friends with the Giants and tell them to reel in Kayvon Thibodeau. Because what Kayvon Thibodeau did over the weekend, now remember, I defended him with the Snow Angels and youthful indiscretion, didn't know that the quarterback was hurt. Okay, that's fine. That's having fun. When you sit on your couch a week after you get absolutely bamboozled and embarrassed on national TV in a playoff game, you don't have the right to tweet this. And I know he was laughing with the emojis, all right? The crying, laughing emojis. Here's what Mr. Thibodeau tweeted over the weekend. Way this game look, we might be better than the 49ers. That's so unprofessional to sit there and tweet
but it's
that
media,
when you
but
got your ass rocked
but it's social
by
media.
The Eagles.
Who cares?
I don't like it.
I mean, what's going to come of it?
Well, nothing's going to come of it. He's not going to go to jail. You know, I'm not saying that, but what's going to come of it, now, this could lead to a rivalry, which is indirectly maybe going to get us where I want the lead to get back to going, so maybe I should credit Kayvon Thibodeau, but Joe Staley chimed in. But this was interesting. Joe Staley, the former really good left tackle for the mm-hmm. Niners, who the Giants beat a couple times in route to Super mm-hmm. Bowls, he wrote, quote, tweet, you're a flash player. Ooh. Who gets bodied by average tackles. And I know he's studying the film. I don't know if he's wrong. You would know better than me. Mm. Don't let the New York media affect you too much. Then Lawrence Times chimed in and said, hey, young buck, and I paraphrase it. I don't have this one in front of me, but I saw it last night. Hey, young buck, I don't know if you know, because you're kind of new to the scene, that you actually get a championship ring for the NFC, meaning we just smacked Joe Staley around a couple times and we went and won Super Bowl. So basically get back in the hole, Joe Staley. I think Kayvon Thibodeau has great energy and great charisma for this city. I think he has a chance to be a very good player. But I am not a fan of when you get smashed and now you are making fun of the way a team that is playing that is still playing and you're not. That's not cool.
Yeah, I can get down with that. But also, you kind of felt the same thing. Just, and it's not anybody's fault. It's because they didn't have a quarterback. The 49ers looked terrible. It was so bad of a game to watch. And I mean, if it had been a late game, I would have turned it off and just went to bed. And that's how bad it was. And in fact, while I was on, I was chatting and having conversation, playing with my daughter, as opposed to watching the end of that 49ers NFC Championship game. So again, in some ways, he's not wrong, but it's social media. Like, who cares? Like, he's just trying to get a rise. He's trying to get conversation. It's like people who tweet things like, who's the best Nicholas, you know, quote, question mark, tell me.
Best Nicholas?
Cage.
Don't you see this?
Nicholas Cage.
Don't you see this on social media these days?
Nicholas?
People will tweet, and it's a one line.
Saint it says, Nicholas.
Tell me the best Charles. Tell me
Charles
the best
George.
Susan.
Nicole Eggert.
Like, who cares? They're just trying to get a reaction. They're trying to get conversation going.
Well,
and so I
think that's a very primitive way of looking at it, because social media's gotten people fired. I'm not saying he's going to get, but it does lead to things that are irreversible.
Like what?
Well, I mean, now this is nowhere in the scene. I don't even want to bring it. It's not a comparison by any stretch, but what's the King's old, the Sacramento, Grant Napier. I think he's a Long Island guy, too. He was the King's play-by-play man for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Had an afternoon drive show in Sacramento.
Okay.
And he tweeted something, I think it was about Black Lives Matter, but not in a derogatory, it was just, he lost his job.
Mm.
And DeMarcus Cousins subtweeted it.
Yeah.
And do you remember that? That was a couple of years ago that went down.
He said something like White Lives Matter.
No, I think he said all.
All lives matter.
I don't think he used the word white. Either way,
yeah,
there was a penalty to be paid for that, and he lost his job. And this is not the same, clearly.
No.
But let's not say social media has no repercussions. It does.
Oh, of course it has repercussions, but it's only for those that are sensitive to it. And I don't think Kayvon Thibodeau.
You think Dable's going to like this? No, I don't think he's going to like it.
But what did he say? He said from the looks of this game, because, you know, the Giants were bad. The 49ers, without Brock Purdy, without a quarterback, basically, were as bad. And I don't even.
I thought the Giants looked worse with a quarterback.
I don't even fault, like, Josh Johnson, because the dude hadn't been there for, what, a month? Who knows how long? He hadn't been there at all. Hadn't played, really.
Teague, I actually thought the Giants-Eagles game was less competitive with a quarterback than this game was without.
No, you're probably right.
Game was over, 14-0, lights out.
At least the 49ers.
This was at least 7-7.
At least the 49ers had a run game. I mean, Chris McCaffrey still ran for 84 yards or something like that, and a touchdown. Pretty sweet touchdown. Despite every Eagle and everybody in that stadium knowing who was getting the football on every play.
Mm.
So, I mean, he's right, but he's not. I mean, it's not egregious. I just don't care about it. It's like, who cares? The 49ers sucked yesterday. Not their fault. They sucked
because
their quarterback got hurt. Kayvon Thibodeau sitting on his couch, I don't know, trying to be clever.
Here's why I think it's a big deal. Not as an isolated tweet, clearly, all right? But what if he's sitting in his hotel room next November?
He won't.
Oh, hold on. The night before a game.
He's not going to tweet.
He's starting to feel himself, man.
Mm.
I mean, if this is like this, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
If this is the subdued, I'm just getting used to the stage. You wait, what happens when he really starts to feel himself? And, you know, listen, maybe he won't. But what happens if he's sitting in a hotel somewhere on the outskirts of Washington, D.C., or Dallas, or Philly, or wherever, and he tweets something that can be construed as a shot or whatever. You just don't need it. You don't need it. How does it help Kayvon Thibodeau?
How does it help the Giants? It makes people react.
It can only hurt you.
It brings more followers to Kayvon, even if those followers are haters. It just is what it is. He's just trying to be, I don't know, interesting. It just wasn't.
I hate when he doesn't care about stuff.
Yeah,
I hate when this stuff doesn't bother you.
Because it's social media. Like, real media matters to me. Like, real
wait,
stuff
what,
matters
wait,
to me.
Real media matters?
Well, not
give
anymore.
Me one outlet
not,
in
not
real
anymore.
Media that
not
is
anymore.
Actually trustworthy and viable.
Not anymore. Nothing.
There's nothing.
Nothing anymore. But I want to see something that's reported that's like has some journalistic integrity behind it.
That's not here anymore either. Journalistic
true.
Integrity?
True.
What is that?
It's very
true. It's all yellow journalism, the exact opposite.
That's why I listen to podcasts, because at least I'm learning something about something specific as opposed to some opinion on some political situation.
Yeah, with motivation, obviously. Yeah. What's up there, Hoffy?
So what bothers you more, the Thibodeau tweet or the Quinnen Williams tweet that he deleted later on? The now Bosa, see what I've been going through, no offense. Basically taking a swipe at the...
I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
He deleted it.
Quinnen Williams tweeted that last night?
Yes, during the Eagles game.
I don't like it.
That's worse.
I think that's absolutely worse because you're...
Significantly worse.
You're framing this directly against your team. I don't like that at all. No, I'll be consistent. I don't like that at all. And I really... You know what? I don't like the fact that he deleted it. If you're going to actually tweet that, keep it out there.
Well, I think he misspelled through, you know, because he said, I've been going through, but he spelled it
T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
He did T-H-R-E-W, yeah. So.
Oh, God, even worse.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe delete that's why that, I man. That,
yeah.
No, I don't like that at all. What was the exact tweet? It's now, not worse than what I've been going through.
Yeah, he goes, now boast to see what I've been going through. No offense.
Nah, you can't. That honestly, that's, if I knew that before the show, I think I would have brought that up before now. I did not know that.
I usually follow this stuff.
I did not see that. That is weak on Quinnen's part. Weak.
He's not he's still under contract.
That's weak.
Right?
No, his contract, he's got to get a deal done.
They need that deal done now.
He's a free agent?
He's not going anywhere.
He's not a free agent, but this is his contract. This is a walk year, so he doesn't want to play until he gets that contract done. And he told him that already.
Yeah, it's probably not a smart thing to tweet when you're looking for that monster contract, which, by the way,
he's not
absolutely
wrong.
will be bestowed upon him. He's a great player. Oh, no, I know he's not wrong. Absolutely not wrong. He's 1,000% right. Let me tweet that. Let Evan tweet that. Let, you know, the Jet fans tweet that. Let Beningo do that on the podcast or on the show.
Well, who's aggrieved?
And it's coming up at 11:40.
Who's aggrieved by it?
Zach Wilson, maybe the head coach, maybe the offensive line. I mean, what do you mean who's aggrieved by it? Who do you think?
I would say Mike LaFleur. I would say Zach Wilson. Mike LaFleur is no longer here. He's on the greener pastures out on the West Coast. Zach Wilson has no stage to stand on.
You just don't care about this stuff.
It really doesn't move you at all. Why should it?
It bothers me. And wait till we get to the Empire stuff next segment. It's going to really bother me that you don't care. Because I'm not even a Giants fan, and that drives me nuts. That bothers me. Fundamentally bothers me. Placating other cities. Get the hell out of here with that crap.
Celebrating other
Empire
cities.
I'm never stepping foot in that building again.
Celebrating other series.
I heard Boomer say this morning, celebrating other cities. Get out of here. They wouldn't celebrate us. They wouldn't.
How would they?
I don't know. Whatever building that they think is there.
They don't have any.
Exactly. What? I heard Boomer say this morning he hasn't been there since he was in the first grade on a school trip.
Wow.
I went there with Jen the night before I moved to San Francisco in 2011. And I did it once. I'm never going back. I'm not going back.
You were never going back anyways.
Probably. Well, I may have taken the kids, honestly. Now somebody else could take them. Family could tell. I'm not going back there.
There's other tall buildings.
Empire State Building. That was pathetic. Let me get Cooper and Suffern. What's going on, Coop? How are you? Coop! All right, Cooper's not ready to roll. How about Chris in Tinton Falls?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, gentlemen? BT.
Yes.
I didn't know anything about Thibodeau's tweet, so give me a moment. I'm not a social media guy by and large, so it kind of falls on deaf ears with me, but I don't like it either, especially when you're at home and you got waxed 2 weeks earlier. You look like you might be a really good player. Just be quiet. Do it. Like, it's generational, I guess. To me, I'm like, it doesn't add up. Teke, you wouldn't do it. Carl wouldn't do it.
No.
Donnie Toomer wouldn't do it. And what I will say is a guy who kind of did it years ago before, thing about the fallout could be, the Niners, Tiki, right?
Yeah.
Shockey, who I love.
Oh, yes.
He kind of got, like, blown up in that game that you remember well because of a lot of yapping he did earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, he avenged it. So that stuff does come back on you sometimes, and not necessarily the guy who did it, somebody else.
No, right. It comes back on your team in some regard. Yeah. And so, I mean, they don't play the Giants. I mean, the problem, the Giants don't play the 49ers. Like regularly enough for it to be an issue.
Yeah.
But you set yourself up for if you ever do play the 49ers to be targeted.
But I don't think that, Chris, I'll let you finish. And that is correct, but I don't think that that's the ultimate point. The fact that he feels that he has a license to denigrate another team, I mean, he probably will do it against a team that he does play. What do you think he's going to actually?
Amen.
He's not going to sit there and say, well, yeah, they were there in the NFC West, and we only play them a couple years. Yeah. But he's not processing it that way. He's just reacting to the first thing he sees.
Yeah.
Which means if he sees Dallas do that on Monday night next year, he'll tweet the same thing. Anyway, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm not a fan.
I'm trying to see if he was bodied by average tackles.
Might as you get lost in the tape. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, but your earlier thing about reason to hate the Eagles. So full disclosure, right? I've been Eagles, the most hated team, Red Sox for me,
and right now Astros because I just can't stand them.
Yep.
But I was watching a game yesterday, big family party, and some of the family members are an Eagle contingent. Talking to my brother, and I'm like, no, I don't hate this group of Eagles as much. Hurts is kind of cool. We're in the other room because there were separate rooms for Eagle fans, none. And as they start to get chirpy and I'm hearing flight, I'm like, oh, my God, you're right. I do hate the Eagles. Sirianni is the new buddy Ryan. Hate his guts. And I'm like, I like Hurts. Nope, he's Randall Cunningham. I hate him. Devontae Smith, by the way, should have been a Giant. Thanks, Dave Gettleman.
Yeah. No, that wasn't his fault. That wasn't his fault. That was Washington's fault.
Didn't he rest on his laurels and made it clear he wanted to draft
them? Oh yeah. You're right. So they trade. Yeah, the trade with Washington. They leapfrogged us and took Devontae Smith. Can you imagine? Forget. I'd rather have AJ Brown, to be honest with you, but Devontae Smith would have been a great piece on this Giants offense.
He would have been pretty good. There's no question. I wonder, it's funny because I don't know how this works now where, and again, yay, you don't call him and yell at him. I mean, I'm not saying that, but, I wonder if on some level somebody with the Giants reaches out gently and says, hey, listen, this is not what we're about, young man. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if social media is this omnipresent, which it clearly is, especially with the young players, everybody entering the league now, I think I think it would be irresponsible, not just the Giants, any team, not to have parameters and treat it like a real viable entity, which it is.
Yeah, but the teams themselves even talk trash on social media.
You know what? That is true.
Right?
That is true. So that's true.
Who is Kayvon to say?
That's true.
I mean, what was it? What was the last one?
That's true.
It was the Giants, right? The Giants.
Giants jumped in a little smack there.
It was Minnesota. It was the Minnesota.
Well, the Giants had the skull with the L. I believe the L was bigger.
Yes.
But that was only because the Vikings were the first one to
rattle the cage. Of course. So the Viking social media.
Yeah, but the Niners didn't do anything to Kayvon Thibodeau. Yeah, they were just sitting there getting their ass kicked.
I'm just saying in general.
From that's true.
Teams around the league, you're increasingly seeing this. Right?
Yeah, you are.
The teams are actually talking trash.
Yeah, that is true.
So why would not the players do the same thing?
It's tough to govern your locker room when you're actually out there doing the same thing. That is a good point. That's a good point. The thing about Sirianni, I don't know if Saleh is or is not going to be the guy. I've got more of a sense that Daboll will be the guy for the Giants. I wish that Robert Saleh acted that way. You can say whatever you want about Philly fans. I wish.
Because he's got an attitude.
My coach had that presence.
He's got an attitude about what he's doing.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
I like Sirianni.
What are you looking at with the film
now? I'm just trying to find him getting by average tackles. I don't see it.
How do you like Sirianni? He's a tool. That nonsense at the end of the game was ridiculous.
I like him being a tool.
That was dirty.
I like him being a tool.
That's one of those things where you see Trent Williams slam dunk Wallace on the ground with 4 minutes left because the game was out of hand. The game was over, and they're fighting hard, fighting till the end. Get out of here with that nonsense. And they all get kicked. There's almost this big fight, big brawl. And Sirianni's trying to pump up the crowd because your players are jerks. You don't want to get hurt, but you're trying to still antagonize the team. Get out of here with that nonsense.
I can tell you this. If that was at MetLife yesterday and there was 80,000 of us, we would love it. And so would you.
Yes. 100%.
Let's get there first.
You just hate it because it's the Eagles.
I'll take a wild card game.
Yeah, because they're annoying.
You just hate it because it's the Eagles.
They're the worst franchise in sports right now. They really are.
This is their second Super Bowl in 5 years. So
okay, number one.
6 years.
Most hated franchise in sports right now.
I still hate the Astros more because the Astros were so below board. There was an element of such unprofessionalism. I get cheating. You cheat. I'm not a priest here, espousing, don't do anything wrong. Do what you got to do for the most part.
But not accepting it and then trying to say that you didn't actually do anything. That's what pisses me off.
Well, that's
about
the thing. When you go so far and above and jump through so many hoops where there's so many different checkpoints where you actually have to say, is this wrong? Should we do this? How do we do this? That's deep rooted. I mean, that's not meant to be in sports.
Yeah, but Sirianni, he eats fast food pizza and takes digs at New York by doing that. So I take that personal.
All right. Well, I appreciate you carrying the baton for New York.
That's right.
It would be nice for the biggest building in New York to do the same damn thing, which, of course, they couldn't do. They did the opposite. Clown show. We're going to get to that coming up next. We'll rip on them a little bit. I need somebody from the building on the show. I don't care who. I don't care if it's a janitor. I need somebody from the Empire State Building to talk to today.
I'll talk to Youssef. He might have connections over there.
Yes, he probably does. He's a well-connected man. Love Youssef. Please get me somebody from that building, that sellout building. And also, we got Joe B coming up at 11:40. That'll be a blast.
Just do it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Oh, yeah, Dole. Here we go. Dole's personal favorite jam. So it is 11:27 on the Fan, and yes, the Empire State Building is still a bunch of sellouts. Now, before you tweet me, please understand, of course we know that there's precedence here. Please. This was not some ill-conceived backroom plan by an Eagles fan. Ooh, you know, let's infuriate the Giant fan. No, this has been something that's happened before. Why? I have no freaking idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's so stupid to recognize other cities. It's dumb. And I know they did the same thing with the Chiefs. I know they did this with the Eagles 5 years ago. Trust me, I know. And there's been some other moments, like, you know, when the Knicks, there was some orange. I think it was orange blue. It was definitely tints of orange. Mm-hmm. And it was actually for the Knicks. But it was also when the Yanks and the Astros were playing. So there's been other situations that have been maybe misconstrued or whatever. But this is just greedy. This is all you have to know. And I would imagine Boomer's right. Boomer strongly surmised, I didn't hear if he either confirmed or denied this, but what I heard drive it in, he strongly thought that the NFL paid the Empire State Building for this. All right. I mean, how destitute are we that we have to take money to light up other cities' accomplishments? I don't understand this for the life of me. And the worst part is that it's called the Empire State Building. And you know what? I'll tell you, even like if it was just, say, let's say the Niners won, you know, I don't know that we'd be quite this crazed over it because the intimacy of Philly would, and Giants fans, and Giants fans, I got you back on this even though I'm not a Giants fan. Yeah, so my ire is raised, you know, more because it's Philly. But even if it was just the Niners and the Chiefs or the Niners and the Bengals, it's utterly unnecessary. Why are we doing this?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer, but it seems like this is prearranged, as you mentioned.
I hate it.
And there's likely some money's exchanging hands. But if you're, I don't understand why the NFL, if the NFL is behind this, again, that's speculative, allegedly, why the NFL would think this is good for New York.
Like, they don't care about us.
What does this do for New York?
Nothing.
Unless you're trying to make the Empire State Building this national symbol.
Which is, that? Yeah, yes, I think that's a part of it, which then obviously connects the national branding of the NFL to a building that, I got news for you, it's not national. It's local. That's the whole point of this.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm not, like, upset about it. But it is little head scratching.
I don't know, man. If France ever wins the World Cup and you want to stick some lights on the Statue of Liberty because they gave us the Statue of Liberty all those years ago, I wouldn't even like that. But at least I can understand, like, all right, there's an origin here. This is so stupid. And I got to tell you, this is the problem with our city. Mm. And this is not, ooh, let's get on the radio and act like cavemen and yell and be incredibly territorial. Ooh, ooh, ah, me love New York. New York is gross, actually. And I'm from here, and I hate to say that. New York is repulsive lately. It's absolutely disgusting. But at least can you keep it New York?
Who is
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hours anymore.
I'm trying to find out who Keith...
What a joke!
The New York City Council representing Manhattan's East Side.
Get him on the phone. Get somebody on the phone.
Keith Powers, he tweeted this. He's like, as a representative for the Empire State Building, this is absolutely unnecessary. This is great.
Yeah, I mean, where's Mayor Adams' role in this? Did he tweet anything?
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
Mayor Adams tweeted that?
No. Keith Powers said this.
There you go. I like him. Who is? I don't know anything about him necessarily in terms of, you know, the hardcore politics, but I like him in terms of that.
Majority leader, New York City Council.
I mean, I'm saying I don't know exactly what he does. I know the affiliation.
He's the majority leader, New York City Council, representing Manhattan's East Side.
No, I know that. I just don't know what he gravitates to policy-wise. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. I like him.
His opinion is right.
Yes. Has the mayor weighed in on this? There's no way Mayor Koch would have let this fly. He wouldn't have let this happen back, I don't think.
It's funny, everybody opining on it. One person said, oh, wait, we finally get Jets colors.
That's the first thing I thought of, too. You know, but really just perfect. What a loser move. Why are we kissing other cities' asses?
This has to be...
I want an answer.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Get somebody, and that's the worst part. Can you read the tweet? Not only the colors, read the tweet.
Fly, Eagles, fly at Eagles, fly. We're going green and white in honor of the Eagles' NFC Championship victory.
Okay.
I mean, it had to be prearranged.
Well, obviously, because it's happened before. But that's not the point. My contention is it should not be prearranged.
Immediately after the game.
I know, and then they changed it.
6:46.
And it was also on a schedule before the game. So, obviously, if the Niners won, they would have acknowledged that as well. What the hell are they doing out in California for us? Mm. Nothing.
Well, I mean, we're not playing.
So. Well, it doesn't matter. When the Giants beat them there, because what was that, Kyle Williams, whoever muffed those punts?
Did they
put red, white, and blue somewhere?
Where?
Did they light up the Golden Gate Bridge? Oh, good job by the Giants.
Well, I mean,
no.
I guess the Empire State Building is trying to be, I don't know, again, they're trying to be a national symbol.
That's my problem.
They're trying to be a national symbol.
That's my point.
And they're basically selling themselves to the highest bidder.
Yes, that I am well aware of. And that's what bothers me.
They're well known for changing lights to represent successes, whatever.
Listen, what do you mean you get it?
I get it. I don't say I agree with it. I'm just saying I get it. I'm not upset by this. This doesn't piss me off to the point where I'm like never going to trust the Empire State Building.
I'm not going back in there. I mean, so this is what bothers me, though. And you could sense there's a little troll job here because what they wrote for the Eagles, right? Fly at Eagles fly. Their mantra, obviously. We're going green and white. But the fly Eagles fly is like personal. That's like a, that's real. That's almost seems like you're happy. You could if you had to deal with the NFL and you took money and you're on the tape because you're a sellout, which you are, then you don't have to make it like you're so jovial and so thrilled that the Eagles advanced into the Super Bowl. What did they write for the Chiefs? Was it the same energy? Let's see.
I don't understand. I'm reading it. I just don't understand it. This is their quote for the Chiefs.
That hurt us more than it hurt you?
What does that mean?
I think what they're doing is we're getting shrapnel from every direction, so let us pretend that we care that New Yorkers are pissed off that we just lit it green and white. That's what I take away from it.
So they're basically saying it wasn't their fault. Also, they're responding. They're responding to all the comments from the Eagles
while simultaneously doing what they were paid to do, I imagine.
Yes.
By lighting up the AFC version, it's red and white. But when they put the Eagles up there, fly Eagles, fly! Like again, seemed more celebratory. But with the Chiefs, it was an acknowledgement that they messed up, and then they put the colors up there.
Now we're lit for the Chiefs in honor of their AFC championship win.
Yes.
Listen, they lost all credibility because you go back to January 15th with the Giants won, right? Light the Empire together, blue, Giants colors. That's what they did. I don't believe it. Get out of here. Don't even take the color down. Make it white. Whatever. Just change the color. No blue. I don't want to see that.
I mean, who knows? Maybe the red and white is for St. John's beating Georgetown. Yes, I don't know. I mean, who knows? But this is just weak, dude. This is just so...
You got to celebrate beating Georgetown these days.
No, trust me. They almost lost. This is so... representative of how far we've fallen as a city.
Mm.
Just another little example.
This has never happened before?
No, I just said it happened 5 years ago with the Eagles. They've done this before. And there are ways to buy the color scheme. Mm. It's got to be approved. So obviously if it's like offensive, you know, they're not going to do that. But, you know, that even though some obscure holidays that I'm not even aware of, they do a broad cross-section. And that's fine when you're celebrating ethnicities and other religious. You don't have to celebrate other teams.
They didn't even win anything yet.
That bothers me, dude. Mm-hmm. So you want to put, I know we got a break. You want to put a bunch of stuff up in Times Square because it's filled with tourists, which I understand, and athletes from different teams selling Cartier watches or Tom Brady. I referenced this the other day. Yeah, Tom Brady on the West Side Highway. I think it was a Movado watch a couple years ago. Like, all right, I don't even like that. But this is supposed to be... If I said, Teak, what's the one building in New York that represents us? It's the Empire State Building. I mean, really, it's the towers, you know, for a different, much different reason. But, you know, putting that aside for the sadness and everything that comes with that, unfortunately, it's the Empire State Building. It's weak, man.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Dinky and Tierney back on The Fan. It's 11:44 on this Monday. You know what time it is. Time for the Joe Beningo Monday colon. With Tiki and Tierney, brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino. It's the wonder of it all. By Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent the dumpster online at wintersbros.com. Long Island's number one choice for waste removal. Wintersbros.com. By Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. And by Webster Bank, the official commercial bank of the New York Jets. And speaking of banks, Woody's going to have to take out about $120 million from a bank. Joe, I'm telling you right now. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet, Joe.
From your lips to God's ears, B.
It's coming.
From your lips to God's ears. Well, good. Let's get him here ready. I mean, what do we want? Let's go. I don't want to wait till June whatever to have Aaron Rodgers. You know, let's go. I want him here before the Super Bowl.
Well, he's not going to be here before the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, but that's what I want him here. I mean, I want to know who my quarterback is, like, as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because, of course, you're as enthusiastic as I am, as most, right. You know, most Jet fans are about.
Can I just say one thing,
yeah.
One little caveat? He's got to want to be here. You know, I don't need another Brett Favre situation where he really wanted to be in Minnesota and couldn't wait to get out of here after they collapsed at the end of that year because he was hurt. So he has to want to be a Jet.
Okay, it's funny that you said that because that's kind of where I was going. Now, the problem with that is you won't know the answer to that until he actually gets here, Joe. So while you would like him here tomorrow, and so would I, just based on the clerical work of the NFL, he's not coming for a while, probably not till after OTAs. Would you be okay if he's all in, but he can't get here till, you know, late spring?
Boy,
are you okay with that?
Well, I mean, you know, look, I guess. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't think it's ideal. I'll tell you that. I mean, I look, if it's really true now that the Packers are saying that they want to move on from Rodgers, okay, and let's be honest, I mean, the Jets are doing them a favor in a lot of ways, taking a lot of money off their hands and the whole deal, then let's go. Let's get it done.
Yeah, does he really feel like a New York Jet? Like, would he? Like, I think the only way he does, Joby, is if he comes here and he wins.
Of course.
If he doesn't. Does it really feel like he's a Jet?
Tinky, if he comes here and he goes 7-10, I mean, well, you know, you don't want to hear what I'll be saying about
him. Well, hold on, guys.
Exactly. So why would he want to sign up for something
but
like
hold
that?
On. If he goes 7-10, he would feel like a Jet.
No, that's right. That's a great point. That's a great point. Look, if he won here, look. If he won a Super Bowl here, I mean, forget it. I mean, I can't. You can't even begin. I mean, to be what this guy would be.
But hold on, let's parse this out. Let's think this out. Yeah. If he did win a Super Bowl here,
right,
would we claim him?
Like, I'd be claiming him. I'd be down. Wait, hold on. You think the Bucs aren't claiming Tom Brady because he won a Super Bowl with them? You think the Broncos aren't claiming Peyton Manning because he won a Super Bowl with them? Stop.
No, what do you mean? Would we claim him? What are you asking us?
Of course. I don't know.
I'll have two number 12 jerseys downstairs. I'll have Joe Willie and I'll have Aaron Rodgers.
You heard Namath told us.
I did hear that.
Okay.
Absolute tremendous job by Joe. And that's, look, that should tell Rodgers how much this franchise wants the guy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just try to think of a player. I don't know why he would want to come to the Jets.
Why? Us down.
Other than what you're saying. Other than what you're talking about.
Money.
Money, yeah, of course. But he's going to get money wherever he goes. But winning a championship here would be, I mean,
charts.
The ticker tape parade, all this stuff, all the things you know would come with it would be amazing. But other than that, like the scrutiny, the delving into his personal life, all that stuff. Why would you want to come
maybe
here?
Maybe he likes the roster.
Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe he likes Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, I who knows? All I know is, look, I'll believe it when I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sold. This is happening. I know all my buddies are all delirious. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's coming. You know, look, I'll believe it when I see it. And then if and when he is here, he's got to win. I mean, I'll tell you this. You get me to the AFC Championship, and that's as far as he goes. Let's say it's a two-year window, and that's as far as we go. That's not good enough. It's not enough.
All right, let me challenge you on this. Let me push back a little bit. But first, let me say I know what you mean, and I don't totally fundamentally disagree. But, Joe, I think you're obscuring some of the value that would create for the rest of the franchise. This roster is so young. If he gets the Jets to an AFC Championship game and they lose, that is still good for the future of the Jets.
Is it?
Who's yeah, yes.
But who's
of
the quarterback after that? I mean, who's the quarterback once he's gone?
Zach.
You think so? Right?
I think it's the only situation you could keep Zach here. If you bring in Derek Carr, Zach's got to go. If you bring in, you know, Lamar Jackson, got to go. If you bring Rodgers, you could keep Zach. People don't want Zach here.
Right.
I would like to see Rodgers. I would like to see Zach watch Rodgers for 2 years.
Okay. I mean, look,
that's
fine.
Appealing.
That's fine. But, okay. So let's say that happens. Rodgers comes here. The farthest we go is the AFC title game. He retires or whatever.
Yeah.
And now, how do I know Zach's any good? I don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not worried. But right now, we don't have to worry about that at this point.
Yeah.
Right now, what we have to worry about is getting Rodgers here, and let's see what happens from there.
Mm-hmm. So it's over to our buddy Joe Beningo, of course, here on the Fantiki and Tierney Show. Joe, how about the Empire State Building?
Are
you kidding me?
Well, I guess they looked at it this way. The Jets will never be there for a Super Bowl, so we want to put it in green for somebody.
I mean, is it that easy for opposing cities teams?
Just disgraceful.
To contract that. I mean, is it that easy?
Yeah.
That is a disgrace.
I mean, is it an open... Is anybody, like...
It's got to go through checkpoints so it's not offensive to anybody. But yeah, you can buy... If it's a non-New York theme, you can buy it.
That's unbelievable.
That's awful.
And you know what makes it worse is that this is... You know, it's one thing to have the Chiefs, okay? That's bad enough. But to have a direct rival of one of the teams in the town is a joke.
Well, I got a question for both you guys.
Are you kidding me?
Joe, you answer this since you're our guest here. So if this was indeed contracted out, and Boomer believes that it is, and I obviously think that Boomer knows, so I'm going to kind of go that way
like
as well.
It, because of the thing they wrote for the Chiefs.
So they got paid.
That hurt us.
So the city got paid to light it up in green.
Okay, but if that's true, and let's just say, you know, the Giants beat Philly last Saturday instead of getting pounded. Let's say they won. And then let's say the Niners beat the Giants yesterday. Right. Are you putting Niners colors up after the Giants lose the NFC Championship game?
They shouldn't be up anyway, man. It's a joke.
I understand
that. You think lighting up the William Penn Building in Giant colors if the Giants are
the Ben Franklin Bridge?
Whatever it is. You know, you think the Sears Tower in Chicago is getting lit up?
Nope.
Come on.
No chance.
It's a disgrace.
Awful.
That hurt us more than it hurt you. It's almost like they're saying they didn't have a choice.
No, you always have a choice. You either accept somebody's money or you don't.
That's what I mean.
Don't get me started. I heard you say how far the city has fallen. I don't want to get into all of that. But you're dead on.
You know, it's sad.
It's another reason to hate the Eagles, even though even though they're it has nothing to do with
us
in this game.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Me too.
I mean, most people are. You know, BT and I led our show with
this. Eagles are not likable.
Well, I mean, and that's kind of a good thing. Because there aren't many villains left in sports.
Nick Sirianni, he comes off as a complete ass. Let's be honest.
You'd love if that was ours, Joe.
Well, I mean, okay, but I mean, he's not mine. That's fair, but it's not mine.
I wonder if he plays to that or if that's actually him.
No.
You know, like certain coaches, you can tell. This dude is just a jerk. You can just tell. It doesn't matter whether you're his kid or not.
How about Jalen Hurts? How about the fact that Jalen Hurts was basically discarded by Nick Saban? Okay, he winds up going to Oklahoma, and for Tua, by the way, and let's be honest, Jalen Hurts is better than Tua.
Mm-hmm.
He gets discarded for Tua. He goes to Oklahoma for a year to kind of pump his value up a little more, which he did. He's taken in the second round as an afterthought in Philadelphia, and now here he is. He's one win away from a world championship, this guy.
Unless you want to give Howie Roseman, credit for seeing
tremendous credit.
For seeing where the game, the NFL game going, and you needed a guy. Because Jalen Hurts not only, led the Big 10 or the Big 12 in passing that year, he led Oklahoma in rushing that season. I mean, he was unbelievable.
13 rushing touchdowns. He had one yesterday.
Yep.
By the way, I actually felt bad for the Niners yesterday, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it was unwatchable. It wasn't.
It had no shot. But you know what? One thing, though, that the penalties by the Niners were killers. That one drive at 7-7, the touchdown drive that put the Eagles ahead 14-7, was all on penalties by San Francisco's defense. And they were legitimate penalties. And with that said, let me go to the other game, which I thought was horrifically officiated. I mean, how about that play, all right? The third down play, they stop the Chiefs on third down. They're going to force the punt, and then they decide, wait a minute, there's some official came out of nowhere, blew a whistle.
Yeah,
now you got to do a do-over.
But it was the right call.
Yeah, it didn't look good, though.
Let me tell you, Teague, what if somebody picked off Mahomes and took it to the house for a touchdown?
I think either way, it's the right call. The
officiating's terrible in the NFL. It's terrible.
You know
how many
blocking
the backs on the punt return?
Yeah.
How many?
You know what it is, Joe? It's gotten so complicated that these guys get emphasis before the season. This is a point of emphasis before a season.
It's ridiculous. I'm tired of
now. They got too much going on in their head.
There's too many officials on the field.
Yeah.
I hate replay. I hate it. I hate replay. I can't stand. Here's a typical example in the Eagle game. Devontae Smith, that catch early in the game. It's not a catch. Okay. But they don't overturn it, so what good is it?
Yeah.
It didn't work anyway.
I know.
Your stupid replay doesn't work. I hate replay.
And by the way, this is
hate it.
It was funny because listening to Greg Olson screaming and yell about it. Oh, unbelievable! Whoever they're cameramen all over that stadium. Like one of those cameramen had to say, "I have the shot."
Right, of course.
And show it to them in his ISO before he starts screaming from the top of his lungs like this is the greatest thing that ever happened in a football game.
Now,
here's the other thing.
Hanging.
They definitely made him look bad.
Yep.
Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Now, here's the other thing to think about. If that play doesn't happen, it's not 7-0, then therefore it's not 14-0 after the second touchdown. And if Josh Johnson fumble doesn't happen. It's not 21-7 at halftime.
Right.
It's actually probably 7-7 at halftime. It actually could have been a game, but because of officiating issues and the
officiating's terrible.
This instant replay that didn't happen
the
in that
expedited.
Case.
You talking expedited, about the expedited
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that's the new
replay.
One. Oh, my
that
God.
Didn't happen in that case. It kind of cost the 49ers a chance. They weren't going to win the game, but a chance to at least be in the game.
Joe, I got a question for you, Joe. You know, we generally gravitate to things that were part of our lives when we were most impressionable, whether it's music, whether it's styles, whatever, like clothing, whatever it might be, right? I'm curious, how do you rate the broadcasting now? You've watched football for 50-something years. Do you like the broadcasting overall now?
Well, let me say this. The number one play-by-play guy right now in all of sports, without a doubt, is Ian Eagle.
He's great.
No doubt. The fact that Ian Eagle did not do any of the playoff games on TV is a disgrace. And I'm going to say this too. I didn't love him when he first started doing football, but now Joe Buck and Troy Aikman may be the best team out there now. And the fact that they took all this money to go to Monday Night Football, therefore, and I love Kevin Burkhardt. He's a great guy.
Awesome.
I don't know Greg Olsen, but boy, did I miss Buck and Aikman doing that game yesterday. And just like And Nance and Romo are fine, but Ian Eagle's the best there is right now. And look, there's no Summeralls and Maddens out there right now.
Yeah.
If you go back as far as I go, going back to the days of Kirk Gowdy and Al DeRogatis, there's nobody like that out there now. You know, what can I tell you?
Nance
and Romo are okay. Nance and Romo are okay.
I thought Romo had a. I know he gets crushed. I thought Romo was good yesterday.
No, he's good.
I don't think he's had a really good season, to be fair. But I thought Romo was good yesterday. The thing that Romo does that drives me crazy.
Nance is better at Pebble Beach and Augusta.
I don't disagree with that. I think and I even like him on hoops. But I agree. Golf is Jim Nance is the best. But
no question.
I look like if I'm cutting that big check for Romo, right? And I'm CBS, it would drive me nuts. And he does it all. Even did it yesterday, but he caught himself. So he's paid, what, $18 million a year to
17.
Be an analyst? $17 million a year to be an analyst, right? So something crazy happens or, you know, should you punch, you go for it. He'll ask Jim Nance what they should. Jim, what do you do, Joe? Right. Jim, do you punt? I don't know. That's what we're paying you $20 gazillion to tell us what we should do.
Well, I think he's doing that just to get get Nance more involved.
He's trying to make it a radio show instead of letting him sit into his role.
Well, I like that it's conversational. I do like that, but that's not Jim Nance's job.
Yeah. And Jim asked him a lot, like, Tony, what should you do? He's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought Romo was good yesterday. Not a great season. He's been hit around a lot, but I thought he was good yesterday.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes is one of the all-time greats.
Where do you put him, Joe?
He's up there. He's top 10 all-time quarterback. Top 10. And I don't think I've ever seen it. I've seen them all. Let me tell you, bro. I mean, you know, I'm so old. I mean, I saw the heyday of Y.A. Tittle, okay? I saw Norm Van Brocklin play. I saw Bart Starr, Johnny Unitas when he actually was still great, okay? So I've seen all these guys. I have never seen a quarterback that can do more than what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he makes plays that are just ridiculous. That throw he made yesterday to Valdez Scantling.
Oh, God.
I mean, what are you kidding?
That was incredible.
On a bad ankle?
I mean, to have the zip to get it into that window was not only, I mean, obviously, to navigate the pocket on one foot.
Right.
So when you talk about pure talent, I mean, I didn't see a lot of those guys that you threw out there, but Elway, in terms of speed and strength.
Elway's one of the greats of all. He's up there.
Give me your top three. Not accomplished, just most talented quarterbacks. Pure talent.
Boy, I thought the greatest pure passer I ever saw was Marino. Just the ability to throw the football.
It's a good call.
Anybody did it better. I thought Namath was the next guy doing that, but Marino was the best I ever saw throwing it.
Good call.
I thought Elway was just amazing. I mean, you know, the fact he could beat you with his legs, the fact that he could throw the football. You know, what John Elway did, taking three inferior teams to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? Everybody kills him for losing those games, but he lost three Super Bowls to three of the best teams you could possibly have.
That's true.
Inferior teams he had, and he took them there by himself.
Yep.
This guy's one of the best that ever played. He's the top guy, no doubt. And look, you got to put Brady and Manning up there. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You got to put him there. I thought Roger Staubach was, you know, I saw Roger Staubach's whole career. Boy, he was on board. You know, I always say this. Johnny Unitas was the guy that invented the 2-minute drill. Roger Staubach perfected the 2-minute drill.
That's good. I never
Nobody did it better than him. So many games watching those Cowboys in the 70s when they'd be behind late and Staubach would find a way to pull the game out. So, you know, those guys that I just named, probably, you know, Montana, you got to talk about him. You got to give Terry Bradshaw his props for winning 4 Super Bowls. There's no doubt about it, even though that may be the best team that ever played, that Pittsburgh team.
Yep.
You know.
All right. Good list. I wanted a little list there from the great Joe. Joe, we will talk soon, buddy. Awesome chat today, as always.
Aaron Rodgers, your lips to God's ears.
He's coming, dude.
Be good, Joe.
So. Book
all right,
it,
guys,
Joe.
All the love.
He'll be here, dude. I'll see you, man. He's coming.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.